helping you find a healthier, inspired life. That's what this podcast is all about. It's Which Way Is Life? And this is episode number 38. My guest today, JJ Virgin. And we talk about her new book, Miracle Mindset, A Mother, Her Son, and Life's Hardest Lessons. And we're going to talk about how you can develop your own miracle mindset. She is fantastic. Listen to the whole thing. You're going to learn a lot. And if I could ask a quick favor, just hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free, did I say free? Free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real, Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So excited to have JJ Virgin on with us today. JJ is the woman behind three New York Times bestsellers, the Virgin Diet Cookbook, and the Sugar Impact Diet. And today we're going to talk about her new book, Miracle Mindset. She shares the lessons that gave her the courage to overcome the worst moment of her life, her son Grant's brutal hit-and-run accident. Her story will help you learn more about the power of the mindset when you are reaching your health and life goals or faced with huge life challenges. JJ, so happy to talk with you today. Can you first let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I am a mom. A warrior mom to my sons. That's what I like to do most, I'd say.
That is fantastic. Well, I like to start the show with the one thing. JJ, are you ready?
I am.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
It's actually one of the things I credit being able to get through what I got through with Grant by doing, and that is every single morning I get up, I get out my journal, first thing I do, I write down three things I'm grateful for.
And that just feels good, right? It just starts the day the right way.
Well, you know, when this whole thing was going on with Grant, I was so scared and so much fear, and you know, when your gratitude just shoves out the fear. So can help you tremendously.
Oh, I like how you put that. Gratitude shoves out the fear. I like that. So, JJ, can you give us a little bit of background? Can you share your story and what led you to this book?
Yeah, you know, I've always been in health, and I'm a health writer. And as I was getting ready to launch The Virgin Diet, which is the book I'm most known for, it was a couple weeks before launch date, and that was when my son was the victim of a hit and run. And it was a brutal accident. She was going about 40 miles an hour. He was left for dead in the street. No. He was airlifted to the local hospital where they told us to let him go because the surgery he needed to have done, they couldn't do there, and they didn't think he'd survive an airlift. And so it was a crazy time. We overruled the doctors, airlifted him to another hospital. I basically had to launch my book next to my son in a coma in the hospital because I'm the financial support for my family. And so it looks like, you know, everything that I was doing at the time and the books afterwards were all about health. But just as I started to really look back and go, wow, how was I able to pull all this off? And initially, you know, I thought, oh, it's because I'm so healthy. And the reality is everything that we had to do all along the way, from overruling those first doctors in that first hospital to deciding we were going to do whatever it took to get my son to 110%, was really a mindset issue. And when I looked at all of this, I realized, you know, people who I admire the most in life, who inspire me, who I look at as my role models, are people who've gone through challenges, and they're better because of it. And they've developed what I call the miracle mindset. And so I set about to figure out how we could develop that so that we can all show up bigger in our own lives.
Well, that's something we need, and that is every parent's worst nightmare, the situation you just described. I can't imagine that. So you were told by doctors that he wouldn't last through the night and to let him go, but instead you chose to invest your energy into the hope that your son would not just survive but thrive. How did you come up with that strength and thought process?
So here's the reframe. You know, I've gone through, as most of us have, we've gone through a lot of challenges in our lives. And I'd gone through a lot of different struggles, divorce, near bankruptcy, you know, the son who got hit had had bipolar disorder, my adopted brother growing up was schizophrenic, so just a lot of things. And what I didn't realize that in reality, those things were training for me. And so when I got to that night, it was very challenging. It was super scary. It was the hardest thing I've ever been through, but it wasn't the first time I'd faced a challenge or adversity. So I didn't run from it. I sat and looked at the whole thing and then leaned in. And I believe that we're never better than when we're challenged. It was like, all right, you know, I'm going to save my kid. What do I need to do here?
So basically the life challenges leading up to this, as you say, kind of was an experience almost getting you ready for this moment. So I guess the takeaway for all of us is when you experience those challenges, whatever they are throughout life, you're learning something, you're gaining something. So as another big challenge comes along, you'll be equipped and more prepared for it.
And that's really when we grow, when you think about it. You know, you hear it builds character or stamina. It's like, you know, when things are just sailing right around for you, it's not going to challenge you. You're not going to grow and become stronger and better. You do that through adversity and through stepping up. And so kind of the reframe here is when you see something scary that requires courage, and you step into that, every time you do, it just expands your comfort zone and expands your confidence. And over time, that's how we develop resilience.
Well, you're right about that. When things are good and you're sailing along, you really aren't learning or growing, but that adversity really pushes you out of your comfort zone and really forces you to dig deep. And you share lessons. You say, you know, don't wish it were easier, make yourself stronger, and your limitations will become your life. How do we turn our limitations into personal power then?
Yeah, so this was the big question mark I had. When I kept getting asked about how I did this, how I did it, and, you know, again, at first I thought, well, it was because I was so healthy going into this, and I thought, that wasn't it. It wasn't being healthy that had me look at the doctor and say, we're going to overrule you, you know, or decide that we're going to do what it takes to make Grant 110%. So I looked at, like, what does it take to be able to create this mindset? There's a psychologist who came up with this concept that there's a fixed mindset. That means life happens to you. You're a victim. You can't change anything. And we all know people like that, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Then there's the growth mindset, and that is that life happens through us, by us. We've got control. We can take responsibility for it. And so I was very curious about, well, how do you grow and develop that, you know? And a lot of it first, you know, when you look at one of the characteristics of having this miracle mindset is living from an abundant place rather than a scarcity place. That is that your limitations will become your life, you know, and you
right.
can learn this. And one of the easiest ways to get out of the limited mindset piece is to get into a giving place. You know, where you are looking for ways to help other people and to be generous. Even when you feel like you don't have enough of your own, that's the most important time to be out there being generous and giving to others.
That's almost that same thing, how you start your morning with gratitude, right?
Yep. It was one of those things when we were getting challenged and Grant came home and he didn't know. This was sort of interesting. He's home. He's 17. He's coming out of a brain injury, which is one of the most challenging things I think I'll ever experience in my life. And he's frustrated because he doesn't know what his life's going to be like. He doesn't know what his purpose is. And so I brought him back to one of the hospitals he was at, and I had him give out holiday gifts and talk to the different, you know, patients who were anywhere from the age of 5 to 20. And that was a big shift for him, right? He got out of his own way, and he got into a place of giving and seeing possibility and telling people, helping people see their own possibility because he survived the unsurvivable.
You know, that is just very inspirational, your whole story and your son's story as well. So for somebody that's going through something really tough right now, it's causing them to dig deep. I know you said, you know, there's the fixed mindset, the growth mindset, the growth mindset, you know, live from that place of abundance. Any other tips or strategies how we can develop that miracle mindset?
Yes. And I mean, the very first part of this is, hey, you're going to be scared. It's going to be difficult. I think we tend to go, okay, let's just sugarcoat it. You know, hey, these things are challenging. When I was in the hospital with Grant, I was scared every single day. But I realized that I had to stay in action. First of all, I needed some kind of hope, which when we very first heard about the accidents and the doctor gave him a 0.25% chance of making it, I went, there it is. I wasn't going to focus on the 99.75. So it was like hope. And then what do we need to do now to help him get to 110%, which doesn't happen overnight, happened by 1% the next to the next. Who did I need to reach out for and ask for help? I built a community around me. What did I need to do to get into action? Because just staying in action made it so much easier. Quite often we just get paralyzed and we think we can't operate till we have enough information, right? Or it's perfect. I just was like, how do I get into action and stay right here in the present moment with him? And then just continuing to feel courageous. And sometimes I needed other people to feel courageous for me while I was going through this on the days that I didn't feel that way. And that's where having a community around you to help is hugely important.
So there was a glimmer of hope and you were hanging on to that. As long as there was hope, build the community, stay in action and the present moment. And you've got to act courageously. You just got to, right, just step up to the plate and do it.
Yep. And, it's interesting because I do a lot of coaching. I actually have been a business coach for quite a while, and I see people get paralyzed because they don't have it perfect. And one of the things I tell them is, I've never done anything perfect in my life, like ever. So if you're waiting for perfection, you'll never ever take the stand. And I knew with Grant, a lot of what we needed to do, that statement of you can't course correct standing still, is we had to be in action to know what the next step was. We didn't know it at the time, but we knew it as we got through it.
So action is more important than perfection.
Perfection is something you'll never, ever achieve.
And you mentioned business there. Can your book be used in someone's professional life as well, somebody that's facing big professional challenges?
So it's interesting because the story is obviously very specific to me and my son in the hospital. But when I was in the hospital with him, the other part of the story is I was getting ready to launch the biggest book of my career, and I'd invested everything in it and borrowed. And I'm the financial support for my family. And I broke my first $1 million in business and launched a New York Times bestseller from the hospital. And as I looked at this later, because people were like, how did you do this? And I realized what the way we'd done all of this was through mindset, and that it could be taught, and that when you up-level your mindset, it's going to impact your health, it'll impact your relationships, it'll impact your career, it'll impact your finances. You know, I asked my community, why, if you weren't where you wanted to be in your health, why not? And I expected to hear something like, I couldn't give up the sugar or something like that. And the biggest reason I heard was that people didn't feel worthy. They didn't feel good enough. Mm. And mm-hmm. You think about that in your career, you're only going to get as far as you believe your potential is, you believe your capability is. That's why you need to lean into things that feel uncomfortable and scary, right, so that you can get the confidence to continue to go after bigger and bigger things.
Right, so feeling not worthy in your professional life and, of course, your personal life is going to hold you back. You said an interesting term there, up-level your mindset. Can you talk a little bit more about that? How do we up-level our mindset?
So what I did was I looked at everyone who really inspired me, which, again, the interesting common factor I found with all of them is that they had this, what I call the miracle mindset. And I looked at what are the key components, and I wrote a ton of different attributes down, and then I distilled it into 7. Being resilient, being an action taker, living in that abundance-minded thinking, living in the present, being courageous, being collaborative, and being able to forgive. And those are the lessons in the book. Those are all things that we can learn. There's actually a process that I take people through for forgiveness, because it's in order to really forgive someone, which quite often means really just forgiving yourself, it's an active process to do so.
So you go through those seven steps in the book then. So somebody that's going to pick this book up and going to develop that miracle mindset, those seven steps are really going to outline the plan then.
Yeah, they'll see the seven lessons in the book. You know, the first half of the book is my story, and then the second half of the book are the lessons. And I pull up some of the people who've inspired me the most in life and how these lessons, how they embody these lessons.
So you're giving concrete examples then for these seven lessons. And this sounds like a book that you can go back to throughout your life if you are facing a challenging situation to kind of refresh.
Refresh, re-inspire, feel like you're not alone. Know that there's that you'll come through it. What's been so interesting with me is it has been a very challenging 4.5 years. Grant had a massive brain injury. It's been a lot of challenge to bring him through it. And 13 fractures, all sorts of stuff. And I said to him a couple weeks ago, Grant, if you had the opportunity to do it all over again, would you have crossed the street? And he said, yes, I would.
Wow.
And you hear this so often. He's not unique. You know, you hear this from others who've gone through big, challenging things. They say it was the best thing that happened to them.
That is amazing. That's amazing. Wow. And so I have to ask you, obviously it sounds like, Grant, you said that you put yourself into that mindset of not surviving but thriving, but it sounds like Grant is on his way to doing that.
Yep. And I decided early on in the hospital that this was going to be the best thing that ever happened to him, that he's a warrior. That's actually what his name means. He's going to be 110%. And I will tell you, there was nothing to indicate this, right? I mean, not one thing to indicate he was going to be 110%. He was in a deep, deep coma for a lot of it, had to relearn everything. But we just built that 110% 1% at a time. And I think that's what we need to really look at, is keep that big vision and then get into the daily being present and go 1% by 1% by 1%.
It's kind of that old saying then, you know, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's very hard. So you had the goal in mind, but you're like, we're just going to baby step our way there, and we're going to get there.
Yep, and that's what it is. Little hinges swing big doors.
I love that. Well, I'm so happy to hear about Grant, and I think that's terrific. Well, coming up, we're going to get the high five from JJ Virgin. If I can ask a quick favor, right after you're done listening to this fantastic interview with JJ, jump over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. The reason being is we want to attract a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more and more people live a healthier, inspired life, which this podcast is all about. So if you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. The high five with JJ is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, JJ Virgin. JJ, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Question number one. So why is it important that we continue to take chances in our lives and really continue to push ourselves out of our comfort zones?
If you're not growing, you're going. There's no standing still in life, right?
That's right. If you're not growing, you're going. All right. Question number two. If you could go back and share advice with your younger self, what would it be?
You know, I've had this question asked before, and I just had a recent reframe on it. And I realized that we're learning what we need at the very time we need it. And, you know, I keep going, gosh, the things I know now. But kind of each place in my life, I think it would just be lean into that struggle and know that it will be okay.
Lean into the struggle. So don't run from it. Just get in there. And that's probably where you're going to learn the most then.
Yep. I've not learned anything amazing when things were easy.
Question number three. So what drives you to do what you do? You're so successful, and obviously the challenges with Grant. What drives you to do what you do?
I for a long time, it was all around health, and I just was so frustrated seeing people trying so hard, getting the wrong information, the wrong advice, and blaming themselves. And I just wanted to see people get out of pain, because I know that if they knew better, they'd do better, but that we just don't have enough information out. When Grant got hit, I think I had an amazing group of people to call on. And if I hadn't, he wouldn't be around today. So I'm determined, because I had access, to get that access out for everybody. And that's why the internet's so great. It's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm. Right. If they knew better, they would do better. That's a great, that's a tweetable moment there. Go ahead, tweet that out, everyone listening. I like that. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote or a book you can recommend or share with our listeners?
Can I have both? I'll do both.
Yes, please. I'm ready. Both would
be great. Well, I love the quote, don't wish it was easier, make yourself stronger. And one of the books that in retrospect was the concept that helped me a lot when Grant was in the hospital, the book Essentialism. And just really getting clear on focusing and getting rid of all the distractions.
Okay, and we're going to put that quote and that book up on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. You'll find it on her show notes page right there. And question number five, JJ, what's your definition of a life well lived?
Leaving the place better than you found it. I want to be able to look back and know that I've had a major impact, and that impact, that work, can live on when I'm not here.
Oh, I like that. That's so good. You know, when you're giving back, you're feeling good, and you're really doing as much good for yourself as you are for the other person. So that's a beautiful way to look at it. And JJ, how can we connect with you, learn more about you?
JJVirgin.com.
JJVirgin.com. That's all you need to know. And again, we'll have a link to that on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. JJ, thank you again. And one of my favorite quotes, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. JJ, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life? Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I could ask a favor again, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And that way we gain more visibility. So if you could rate it and review it, I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.